thanks a lot for joining us. We've made it to Friday, Labor Day weekend, right around the corner. Yeah, boy, the weather's looking like it'll be one really nice last big long weekend to head to the lake. Head to the lake, start cleaning things up, ready to close things down till next spring. But yeah, looks like a good day, a good weekend coming up to go to the lake. We're going to talk about that weather forecast, that coming up in just a few minutes. We've got a event coming up on Friday the 10th. We want to tell you about it now because you can get all ready for it. It is Woodland Productions presenting The Understory. It's a community storytelling series, and that's going to be at the Amphitheater at Happydale Park in Kettle Falls. Hopefully the weather holds tight and will be good. It comes up next week. Let's find out more about the storytelling series.
My name is Allison Genn. I recently moved to Stevens County, and I am partnering with Woodland Productions to bring a community storytelling series called The Understory to Kettle Falls. The Understory is going to premiere at the Happydale Amphitheater. It will be an outdoor event. It is going to be weather dependent, so we're going to ask folks to check the Woodland Productions website the day of the event in case there's some potential inclement weather. But we're looking forward to hosting the event at 6 p.m. on Friday, September 10th at the Happydale Amphitheater in the Kettle Falls City Park. We are not going to sell advance tickets because of the unknowns of weather and maybe some potentially other unforeseeable items. There is a suggested donation of $5 per patron that will be used to support future Woodland Productions events and the renovation of the theater. We're going to be hosting a storytelling series that's loosely based off of The Moth, which some of your listeners may be familiar with. There's a Moth Radio Hour podcast. That's a New York City-based storytelling forum where regular members of the public can stand up on stage and they can tell stories that are personal and true live without notes or any sort of accompaniment. So picture your neighbor, your friend standing up and telling a very intimate or personal story about themselves in kind of a broader audience. The goal of this series, which we're calling The Understory, is to really kind of bring some collectiveness around some maybe shared experiences that you might have with your neighbors that you've never thought about, and to give people a voice on stage that they might not otherwise have. Storytelling is a very accessible form of art. You don't need to memorize a lot of lines. There can be a lot of impromptu or extemporaneous parts of a story, and it's a wonderful way for you to get to know a little bit more about people that are living in your community, and it's a relatively low cost, low time investment form of production. And so I'm very hopeful that there will be community support for this to turn it into a regularly occurring series. For this first event, we do have a lineup of about 9 committed storytellers. And we are hoping that we'll find people who are inspired by this and want to sign up for future events. We are expecting a wide variety of stories on a common theme. So the theme for this first event is the times they are changing, to focus on stories of progress or growth, some sort of change in a person's life that causes them to view their surroundings or their life in a way differently than they have before. It could be entering parenthood, to dealing with the loss of a loved one, to I happen to know one of the storytellers, it's my father, and he's going to talk about a cross-country bicycle trip that took him through Kettle Falls. So all these different exciting things that the storytellers might get to choose from that will tie them back to a common theme surrounding change and flexibility in their lives. The event on Friday, September 10th is going to start at 6 p.m. sharp. Because we're in an outdoor venue, we want to try to get folks home before it gets colder. And we are asking that patrons try to arrive and bring their own picnic blankets or camp chairs and have those set up and ready to listen and be part of this event at 6 p.m. So you're welcome to come to the park anytime before then, but we're recommending an arrival time somewhere between 5:30 and 5:45 so that you can get comfortable before the show. This is a real opportunity to bring a different form of community arts to Kettle Falls Colville area. And I'm really hoping to inspire people to get up and share their own story over time. So if this interests you, please come to the event. Give us some feedback about how we can restructure our pilot event to make it more entertaining or better in the future. And consider supporting folks who are willing to stand up and give something brand new a try, sharing some very intimate moments in their lives on stage. And we hope that it will be inspirational and that folks will really enjoy this kind of new thing that we're going to be trying.
All right. I think that is going to be a very enjoyable night. Nationwide, it is really a growing event of storytelling. There are groups in communities all over the U.S., and it's really good to see a story time going to be next week in Kettle Falls. You'll enjoy it, and when you see how it goes, you just might want to develop a story to tell at their next event.
Experience, technology, satisfaction, a written warranty, and over 30 years experience. That's what makes Davis Auto Rebuild stand out from the rest. At Davis Auto Rebuild, customers are our number one priority, and we realize how difficult it is to be without your vehicle. So we make it easier for you with loaner and rental cars, and also help with your insurance claims. Call Davis Auto Rebuild at 684-3137 or stop in at 1175 South Main in Colville and see the Davis Auto Rebuild difference.
I talked a little bit about heading to the lake for Labor Day weekend. If you are headed to Lake Roosevelt, keep in mind there are very limited boat access ramps available. The water is really low. The Kettle Falls boat launch is open. Bradbury, Daisy, and Snag. The only boat launches here in our area that are open to get onto Lake Roosevelt, and you'll be backing down that boat ramp a good distance. But those are the only boat launches open right now on Lake Roosevelt, the north part, north central part here of Lake Roosevelt. And just wanted to pass that on, thanks to the National Park Service there of letting us know this morning which boat ramps for this holiday weekend they can use. A judge decided not to halt the manner in which a sheriff handles what he considers dangerous cougars. Some of the wildlife advocacy groups aren't very happy with Sheriff Bob Songer and the county. Songer deputized hound handlers to track and kill cougars that he considers a public safety concern. Activists have said the sheriff's policy is a death warrant for cougars there. According to the lawsuit, the sheriff's cougar management plan is illegally using hound handlers to kill cougars. A 1996 voter initiative banned hunting cougars with hounds in Washington, except in life-threatening situations. Well, the sheriff is stepping up and wanting to protect the people around Goldendale.
LMK Floors is your floor covering store, featuring a full-service showroom for your selections of carpet, LVP, vinyl, linoleum, tile, laminate, and pre-finished hardwood floors, also offering blinds and countertops, including quartz and granite. As an authorized Schluter Systems dealer, they are there to help with all of your tile needs. LMK Floors stands for Let Me Know What You Want For Your Floor Coverings Needs, and are there to help customers through the entire process, including consultations, professional installations, free measures, and estimates. Visit their showroom at 1175 B South Main in beautiful Colville, across from North 40, or give them a call at 685-7310. You can also visit their website at lmkfloors.com.
Oh, by the way, just a reminder, of course, this is Friday, and that means it's a COVID-free Friday. Don't worry, there's plenty of COVID news out there, but we'll be talking COVID on Monday. But Fridays, Hey, we'd like to get Fridays and the weekends back to life semblance a little more normal. So COVID-free Friday here at the radio station. The Washington State Department of Fish and Wildlife recently announcing that the director, Kelly Suswind, authorized the lethal removal of two members of the Togo Wolf Pack. We talked with our state representative, Joel Kretz. Well, Joel had a lot to say about the wolf situation here in Northeast Washington.
This is Joel Kretz, state representative for the 7th District. Wolves are heating up. I think Kelly is doing his best, despite the governor's efforts, to keep it dysfunctional. The governor doesn't want to see a wolf killed ever, and he's exerted a lot of pressure on the department. I think Kelly has been trying to redesign some things, make things more efficient. I think his heart's in the right place, but he's encountering a culture in a large agency that's been incredibly dysfunctional for decades, and that is the culture, and it's quite clear in Colville, and that's a hard thing to turn around. Up here in northern Ferry County, we've got the Togo Pack, which has been killing livestock for 5 years. They've gone to the lethal phase all through that time. They've never been successful at removing a wolf other than one that a producer had wounded. It was coming at him, and he wounded it, but they don't seem to be able to remove a healthy wolf. And I think it's part of the culture in that office that they don't want to. They've got people with the skills, but they don't seem to have the ambition or any way of making it actually work. And there's a tremendous amount of controversy right now. I think it's time. They've had 5 years. 5 years. And we've got producers going out of business because of the impacts, tens and hundreds of thousands of dollars, while they are focused on being incompetent. And I think it's time to either authorize our local sheriffs. They've got an animal specialist working there. Maybe we need to authorize him to do it. Maybe we need to bring in wildlife services. But when you've got an agency that has failed for 5 years on one little area, keeping on doing the same thing doesn't work. And that's my path right now, is looking for another way to do it. Let's find somebody that actually can get it done. The Klickitat Sheriff is taking over part of it down there. They've been removing problem cougars, dangerous cougars and bear for several years, and nobody's come knocking on their door. The wolf is a little trickier because it's on the state endangered list, not the feds. The feds have determined they're recovered, but the state has stuck with the endangered species status statewide. So that kind of throws a little wrench into it, but I'm not sure. And, you know, at some point, if something's at your doorstep for 5 years, you need to look at a different way of doing it. And I would support authorizing sheriff's deputies to do what Department of Fish and Wildlife evidently is unable to do over and over and over. 5 years. I've just done this one pack for 5 years now. No relief for the producers. They did a miserable job of helping them get set up for it. You know, I'll just give you an example. There's one method where they place ear tags on cows that send out an electronic signal. So you kind of know where the cows are. And then you've also got tracking on the wolves. You know, you can see, well, here's a spot where there's 8 wolves and a bunch of cows, and they're staying in, you know, it gives you an indication of what's going on out there. So several producers decided to experiment with this, see if it gives any relief. And what does the department do? I mean, they've known this for months. They wait till everybody's turned all their cows out, and then they show up with the ear tags. So you've got to go up, re-round up all your cows, bring them back in, run them through chutes, lots of stress, put ear tags on them. And then they don't have the receiver to track the cows. So you can see why I don't have much faith in the competence of the people that are managing this right now in the Department of Fish and Wildlife. Maybe I should make that clear. I have no faith. I'll give you another one. They've got the rag boxes, which are supposed to, when the wolves are close, they're supposed to go off and make gunshot noises, whatever. So they bring 2 out. Neither one works. They've been broken since last November, and nobody bothered to fix them over the winter. And then, oh, gosh, we got to find them. So they run down to OMAC, grab another one, bring it out, set it up, and it's got no batteries that work. No business could function like that. But the inevitable result of that is now we'll blame the producers because they didn't have their non-lethals in force and applied. Well, if it don't have a battery or if it don't work, it's pretty hard to apply. I could give you about 2 more hours of this kind of stuff. For the sheriff, it's a really ticklish business. I mean, I've talked to both the Ferry County and Stevens County Sheriff within the last day or two. You know, they're fed up. They don't feel like the department treats them well. But it's a little unsettled ground on whether they can actually go out and trap a wolf, kill a wolf. This is a conversation I'm going to have with them here the next day or so. I've had several. But this Togo thing, they came out, I believe, 4 days to try and remove a wolf. They were unsuccessful, and then they pulled out. And they're saying that, well, if it goes past 14 days from the depredation, it's not as effective to remove them. Well, they're the ones that spent the first 8 or 9 days wringing their hands trying to decide what to do. That's not on the producer. That's on the department. Stop and think. They've made some attempts by the same people that have been going out there 5 years making it, supposedly making attempts, and have been completely unsuccessful. I mean, that's the definition of idiocy, is doing the same thing over and over and over and thinking you're going to have different results. Evidently, there's a problem there. Maybe Wildlife Services, the feds, could do it. They seem to be pretty proficient at this sort of thing.
Oh, my goodness. That's the Joel Kretz of old. Apparently, the wolf issue has really got a burr under Joel Kretz's saddle. And yes, the wolf population continues to grow, and the cattle producers keep losing cattle. Very tough situation there. So they've still got a little more time to get rid of up to 2 wolves up there out of that Togo pack before it has to be reauthorized. But that is getting to be, again, seems like every year, a huge problem for the cattle producers.
Hi, this is Genevieve from Saunders Furniture. I've been getting a lot of phone calls lately asking if Saunders is going out of business. And the answer is no. Sandra is simply retiring. So now is your opportunity to fall into savings during Saunders Retirement Sale. Saunders is stocked with the essentials to turn your house into a home. Fall into savings at Saunders Furniture and Saunders Outlet, downtown Colville.
Saunders Furniture Store, making houses into homes.
A former player for WSU contends in a lawsuit that his civil rights were violated when he got kicked off the football team. Says he was complaining about potential exposure to COVID-19 and for joining an association of black students. Cassidy Woods, he's from Addison, Texas, has filed a lawsuit in federal court down in Dallas, contends he was the victim of racism by Coach Nick Rolovich and by the university when they kicked him off the football team last year. Woods seeks actual and punitive damages set by the court. He did enter the transfer portal and has landed at Northern Colorado. Okay, we'll see how that develops.
It's back to school time, and that means it's also time to join the band. Give your student the opportunity to participate in some of the finest music programs in the state. Your local House of Music has an easy rent-to-own program with a large selection of quality Yamaha, Kahn, Holton, and Armstrong band instruments and accessories. The House of Music also offers full service on all makes and models of musical instruments. So for the best selection and service, see the affordable experts at the House of Music and Stereo in beautiful, historic downtown Colville.
All right. We are getting ready for a lot of sports action. We're going to take a look at what we've got coming up tonight and over the weekend. Coming up next.
A forest health message to all timber landowners. Insects, disease, and suppressed stands of timber have created an unhealthy forest environment that is susceptible to wildfire. Forest health is a concern to our community and to us at Vaughan Brothers Lumber. To discuss the possible options available for your timberland, call our experienced forestry team at 509-684-5071 for a free on-site consultation, or look us up on the web at www.vaughanbrothers.com.
High school football, man, alive. It's fall football. The weather early in the morning when I come into work, it feels like it's football season now. A brisk feel to it. The Colville Indians, they open tonight against Rogers, the team coming up from Spokane. That's going to be right here at Colville High School. Earl Adams will be there, and we'll have the play-by-play. That's going to be on FM 94.1 and AM 1240, KCVL. High school football tonight for the Indians. Also coming up tonight. Now, this is a series the Mariners have to sweep Arizona if they want to stay in any kind of playoff contention. Things are still starting to look a little like dusk for the M's to make the playoffs. It can still happen. But Arizona for three games. First game is tonight, 5:30 pregame. The first pitch about 6:40 tonight. Mariners, the first of three games at Arizona. That's going to be on 92.1 FM, KCRK. After the three games with Arizona, the Mariners travel to Houston for three. We do have college football coming up Saturday. That is the late night game. The WSU Cougars take on Utah State. That'll be down in Pullman, and we'll have that game on, again, 94.1 and AM 1240 KCVL. That'll be Saturday night. Also, Saturday, it is an evening game at Arizona. The pregame at 4 o'clock, first pitch at 5:10. That will be Saturday for the Mariners. No Sunday game this week. We open the regular season next Sunday, and it's going to be an early game. This one, the pregame starts at 8 o'clock. This will be September the 12th. The Seattle Seahawks take on Indianapolis. First regular season game for the Seahawks. And that game on Sunday, the 12th, that'll be on 94.1 FM, AM 1240, KCVL. So we've got a lot of sports lined up, and it all starts tonight. Earl Adams, Colville, taking on Rogers. Today's local weather forecast brought to you by Kettle Falls Family Dentistry and Implant Solutions at 130 West 10th in Kettle Falls, offering general dentistry for all ages. New patients and emergencies are welcome. Call 738-6880 for Kettle Falls Family Dentistry. 80 degrees and sunshine this afternoon. Expecting hazy skies on Saturday, 82 for a high, 84 the high on Sunday, and as we head into the Monday holiday for Labor Day, 83 degrees. It's not going to end there. On Tuesday, more sunshine, 86 degrees, 84 on Wednesday. By Thursday of next week, still a high of 80. Let Dr. Chip Johnson and his friendly professional staff give you a new reason to smile. Kettle Falls Family Dentistry and Implant Solutions. Stop in, see them. 130 West 10th in Kettle Falls. No wind, seeing blue sky out there. The barometer up at 30.23, and starting the day off pretty nice. 52 degrees already. It is 7:35. It's a Friday. We're headed to the weekend at KCVL, KCRK.